China has accused the U.S. of engaging in, quote, trade bullyism as economic tensions escalate between the two countries. Chinese media also accused the U.S. of intimidating other countries to submit to its will through measures like tariffs. That is that Beijing sought to resolve the trade dispute for the sake of the two parties' common interests, but Washington has been challenging China constantly. This comes as a new round of tariffs imposed by the two economic powers on each other's goods takes effect. The U.S. imposed the levies on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods, while Beijing took retaliatory tariff action against $60 billion of American products. Paulo Raffone is the Secretary General of the SIPPI Foundation, joining us from Brussels. Tough to get into this topic without sounding repetitive, but here we go. So when we're looking at the measures that each are taking, we obviously haven't reached the end of the road, or have we? On the other hand, as some deducting that this trade war is going to continue for years, maybe even a decade, maybe even longer.
Well, this situation of trade threats between China and the United States has been going for quite a while. It's not a novelty. What has changed is the approach that the Trump administration is having to it. It's increasing pressure, raising the tariffs. And so we are yet seeing another round of tit for tat between US and China. This is all. This has to be seen as a sort of gesturing from the United States to try to show that they still can control the globalization. But the answer from China, as we have seen, is quite clear. They go on with what they're doing, and they're not ready for compromising if tariffs continue to be imposed on them. So this is an interlocutory phase in which both sides will continue maintaining their positions. We have to wait for the midterm elections in the United States and see if afterwards there will be a situation in the U.S. that allows for negotiations with China, or we will continue, as you were predicting, for decades with this very damaging type of approach.
Do you think U.S. companies that operate in China are going to operate as they have been, and they are going to say, well, this is the way it is, prices are going to increase on our products going into the States for the consumers there?
I believe it will go on for some time. From the production side, nothing has really changed. It's the export-import side that has been affected. But the situation will be just reversed on the consumer prices. So this is a situation where nobody is a winner, despite what Mr. Pompeo in the U.S. administration is saying, that they will win this war. But, I mean, for the time being, nobody is really a winner. It's just a prepositioning U.S. and China to see if there will be space for negotiation in the future.
Paulo Raffone, thank you very much. Secretary General of the SIPPI Foundation.